This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Gilio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
By FanDuel Sportsbook, Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth on a Monday morning. It is that time of day. Lightning bets, our favorite picks for tonight. Big slate of the NBA tonight. Who knows? Maybe someone will put a hockey wager. I never know what's going to happen here on in Lightning bets. And of course, we have an NFL game tonight. And we'll get to finalizing our same game parlay here. Joe O, where do you start us off? Where are you looking tonight?
All right. Let's start with Monday Night Football. Let's go with the high variance play. His name is Jameis Winston. Everybody says it's going to be a low scoring game. Well, we'll see. But I see the passing yards set at 204.5. It's lower than Geno Smith. Last two games, 279, 226 against some bad defenses in Washington and the New York Giants. But guess what? Seattle's not a good defense either. I know he's going to be dealing with the elements tonight, but we should get enough from Jameis to get 205 yards. So that's where I'm going there. And this might be a shot in the dark, but I'm expecting New Orleans to lead earlier and maybe some garbage time out of Geno Smith. He's played well in the second half. I'm going second half over for Seattle, the home team. That number is set at 8.5. So I think we get at least 10 points from Seattle in the second half, going over 8.5 points. Had four scoring drives in the second half against a very good Steelers defense last week. So that's where I'm going. I might do some other stuff, but nothing lightning bet worthy. I'm looking at Jameis over 204.5 and Seattle over 8.5 points in the second half. And I got to point this out as I'm looking at this Bulls game tonight. 3-0 straight up, 3-0 against the spread. They are a dog. It reminds me about Friday. We had so much going on between baseball playoffs, NFL, and a little bit of college on Friday. We didn't even get to the NBA. But I talked about this when I was on the Score that afternoon about the Lonzo revenge game going up against New Orleans. Man, he hit every prop, and I'm so mad at myself for missing this. Triple-double. Bulls fans just blindly bet it. 75-1 at FanDuel. People hit 75-1 tickets on Friday night. That was fun. And the Bulls were blowing them out, and he needed one more assist for a while. And like you could tell, like they just want him to get the triple-double against his old team, and he did. And the fan base is already going wild for Alex Caruso.
I mean, that was a lock. I mean,
dude, Alex they Caruso. Chanted MVP at him on Friday night in the home opener. MVP. I'm like, you guys have watched Jordan. You've watched Derrick Rose, legit NBA MVPs. And this guy, because he's try hard. I'm like, all right.
I think it just fits, doesn't it? Jordan, Rose, Caruso. As the Bulls franchise evolved
seamless.
Over the years. Yeah.
I retweeted on Friday. I was sent a meme from Pro Better Preston Johnson is the image of, and then turning into morphing into Michael Jordan. Yeah, it's quite amusing.
It's beginning. You knew it was coming. It's beginning. All right, Aaron, what's your play tonight?
Well, first off, if you go to BetQL.com, they do have Pelicans. They're playing the Timberwolves. Pelicans on the spread, +5.5 is a 5-star bet tonight. I am going with a little 2-leg parlay in the NBA. Bucks, money line. So it's a Giannis double-double with Milwaukee to win. That's +122. They're playing the Pacers. And then Trae Young to get 25 plus points, which will be difficult because he's averaging about 21 and a half. But they are playing the Pistons, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. And then an Atlanta win. So it's a Trae Young, 25 plus points, plus Atlanta wins. That's minus 108. You put them both together, you get plus 327. And then I did do a teaser already, which I may regret later, but that's fine. let me pull it up. Gosh. I took the Packers up to 9.5 with the Cardinals. And then, sorry, I have to log in. I didn't remember the second leg. Oh, yeah. And then Rams and Texans. So I teased the Rams down, minus 8.5. So that one was minus 120.
That works. I don't think the Rams are going to get caught in a tight game against a terrible team again.
That was a big number, I thought. Yeah. So I just teased them down and the Packers up. So as long as the COVID Joe Barry situation doesn't get out of hand, should be okay.
I like it. All right, let me give my, and then we'll finalize the same game parlay before we hear from Jacob Paul. My football play tonight, I'm going to go, I like the Tyler Lockett prop. We're going to throw that in our same game parlay.
Yeah.
He was still targeted 7 times last week. You know, I was wondering the drop off because him and Russell Wilson had a great rapport this year, but still 7 targets last week. He had 35 yards, so they didn't connect a ton. But if he has a lot of targets, the Saints pass defense is not as great. Their run defense is really what that's what they do well. I'm going to go his over receiving yards tonight, over 46.5 for Tyler Lockett. I'm going to play the defensive score or special team defensive score from the Saints plus 480. So those are my plays on the NFL game. And I've got a couple basketball tonight. I'm going to go with the Hornets getting one at home against the Celtics. Jaylen Brown's knee's bothering him. Hornets might be the best story in the NBA early in the season. They're undefeated. Bridges, you mentioned earlier, Joe, with Rick Camp giving the most improved. He's playing really well. LaMelo Ball is playing off to a tremendous start. They're at home tonight. They're getting a point against the Celtics. I like the Hornets tonight. And then I was inspired a few minutes ago. I'm going to take Brooklyn. Brooklyn minus 7 at home against the Wizards. Wizards off to a – yeah, they're okay, but come on. Brooklyn, when they try, they're really, really good, even without Kyrie. And I saw them win and cover against the Sixers on Friday, so a couple days rest. I'll go the Nets minus the 7 against the Wizards at home. Should we finalize the parlay before we get to Jake and Paul?
Yep, let's do it.
All right.
You know what? Let's go. Let's just my thought here is there are going to be a lot of people playing unders. Let's say let's just pretend this is going to be a high scoring game.
Let's go. All right, Tyler Lockett over receiving yards. Put it in. We good with that?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay. So over 45.5 Tyler Lockett.
Are you guys with me on Jameis over?
Over 204 and a half?
Yeah.
Over.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Anything else we definitely wanted to hit?
Are we willing to tie in the over 1.5 passing touchdowns for Jameis or no?
We can't.
Can we do that?
Oh, we can't. I'm sorry. Cannot. That's right.
Okay.
I have the second half points in there right now. The 8.5 for second the Seahawks. Half.
Okay.
Does anybody have a thought on that? Is that...
No, I think your thought process makes sense.
Okay.
Right now, also have the Saints defense special teams touchdown in there.
Oh, yeah. That's what
are we sure we want to keep that in?
No.
What are we up to? 35-1.
Are we missing anything?
Who's getting into the end zone?
What about Collins?
Sure. Alex Collins?
Anytime? Is that what we're doing?
Okay. Yeah. So that gives us 88-1. Now we're talking.
88-1. This will make up for all the losses we've had so far this season.
Joe hates
it. Some.
What is, well, it's the defensive
touchdown.
Joe hates
all of our same green parlays.
You want to take 100%. You want to take the D touchdown out?
I'm just curious what it is if you remove that.
30. Maybe 30-1 to take it out.
13-1.
Yikes. Oh,
kills that's it.
No keep fun. It in. Keep it in.
From 13 to 88.
All we need is Gino to fumble in the rain. This isn't hard. Come on.
No, that can absolutely happen. This is a good spot for it.
Both of these quarterbacks are capable of turning it over at any moment.
Yeah, we might have both defenses scoring.
Exactly.
That actually might be. I might do a separate one. I might do a separate parlay with both defenses scoring touchdowns.
Just for funsies.
That's definitely a just for funsies. Mm. Are we good with it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's in.
Paul, put it in. All right.
Winner.
Let's see what Jake Hassan has for us tonight. Jake.
Morning.
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 What's up?
Is it still raining over there, downtown?
Yep. Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. It's great.
How's
I just
that
dried
on
off
the train?
Like third. No, it was bad. It was real bad. Let me tell you. Yeah. Socks are still wet. Don't love that. Top one worst feeling.
It's yeah. bad. I had that yesterday. Oh, so yeah, you, no. I would guess that you are not an umbrella guy in public or downtown.
No, golf course umbrella guy, but I mean, obviously, no. We're a jacket household here. Okay. But yeah,
no. You could have brought the swordfish to protect
you.
And
you. The fish. You and the fish.
The swordfish gets wet and falls apart. How does that help anybody?
It's not ceramic.
Price the sword
it's,
fish
just, it's, the, it's the
you
visual.
Just take your anger out. Start hitting people.
Well, so that's assault, brother.
Money. Hit him with the fish.
10 feet. That's social distancing via swordfish.
Yes, it's true.
Homeless anyway. People have gotten aggressive, by the way. I feel like I've been
really?
Attacked a couple times. One tried to grab
can't
my door when I was
same.
Getting my car door. I was like, good Lord. That was in
what
Seattle.
What is the typical reaction? Keep it moving like you didn't hear them or?
Oh, well, this one was literally trying to fight me. You can't try to ignore them in Seattle. They're like super aggressive.
Really?
Wow. One of my friends depressed? Was telling me I should get a taser gun. I was like, that's a little aggressive for
Well, if
Jake,
there's
what
contact,
do you got for us
this right,
well, I'm more interested in this. MVP,
World Series MVP. I'm going to take a little dabble at Rosario, 17-1, and I'm also going to go Jocktober, 32-1. Those are the two best hitters. I wanted to go Albies at 20, and I wanted to go Duvall at 29, but they both have not been hitting well. Rosario, like someone said earlier, he's just the hottest hitter on the face of the planet. There's no reason to overthink that. He's been their guy. He was in the NLCS as well. Yeah. So I'm just not going to overthink that. Those are my ones. And FanDuel, what are we doing? Let's get these Io DeSumo props up. I mean, it was a great Illinois weekend.
No,
Illinois
yeah.
football upsets the number 7 team. Illinois basketball wins their exhibition by 67 points. Got to keep it going. I want an Io DeSumo prop. I want to go over it because let's just keep it moving. So since I can't do that, I guess I'll just go Bulls -2 against the Raptors tonight.
Yeah, they've got to get. Because whatever number they set, you guys are going to make a lot of money. People, the Bulls fans are just going to bet over no matter what.
Just whatever the number is, people will take the over. That, yeah. And they should because we know he's the next Jordan. All right, Paul, you're up. What do you got?
I got one. It's after a sad weekend. Well, sad football weekend. Jameis Winston over 18.5 rushing yards. He's gone over this total in three of, I believe, his five games. But he's, especially with the weather, maybe more of a ground game. Jameis over 18.5. By the way, this isn't a hockey bet, but Joe, how often have you seen a puck line of 2.5? The Coyotes are 2.5.
Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix against Florida.
Wow.
That's big.
Wow. That's remarkable.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot.
No. You don't see that one often. All right, we're back tomorrow.
I hope you don't lose the rushing yards when they're doing the victory formation.
Oh, no, like Brady a couple weeks ago? Yeah, don't rub that in. All right, we're back tomorrow. A lot of football to talk about. For those listening, next up is Jim Rome. And for those watching on Twitch, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.